Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. If you're in the Twin Ports over the summer, there's no shortage of arts opportunities. Summertime is a great time to soak in the arts, to gather with friends, take in a play or a film, or attend an arts festival. Every summer, you can find it all outside. Movies, fine art, concerts, and more. Fine Art has festivals that end cap the summer here, starting in just a couple short weeks on June 23rd and 24th. The Park Point Art Fair brings a juried festival of fine art to Duluth's Minnesota Point. Ever since 1970, it's been going on. There's always a wide range of media, from textiles to pottery, watercolors to jewelry. Of course, there's food and music and fun for the whole family. And that's the theme for today here on Radio Gallery. At the end of the summer, there's two August art festivals right in a row. August 11th and 12th is the 18th annual Glensheen Festival of Fine Art and Craft at the Glensheen Mansion down on Lake Superior. It's on the historic grounds of the Congdon Estate. And the newest of the three, Art in Bayfront Park, with music, family fun, and 180 fine artists, and even an evening of wine in the park Saturday night. The festival is 2 days, August 18th and 19th. Don't think the only way to enjoy outdoor art is hours of ambling through the park. If you're inclined to head to the park and grab a seat and soak in an event, here's a few of my top picks. Of course, every week all summer, Chester Park Concerts brings free music to the public. Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. at Chester Bowl Park. It's family-friendly. Bring your own chair and soak in the tunes. On Friday nights, it's Movies in the Park. It kicks off July 13th, and the movies include Harry Potter, the classic Fletch, and family-friendly movies. Every Friday at dusk in one of Duluth's prettiest park, Leif Erikson Park. Movies start around 8 p.m. in July and as late as 9 p.m. in August. They also show outdoor movies around the region from Carlton, Cloquet to northern Wisconsin. And you can find those links at KUMD.org. And my last pick is Wednesdays in July. Concerts by the Lake at Glensheen brings an evening of big band and dancing with the beautiful views of Lake Superior and the gardens of Glensheen. Just a great way to soak up the outdoors. And of course, wrapping up the summer, Labor Day weekend is Duluth Superior Pride with art exhibits at Zeitgeist, train rides up the shore, a parade, all-day events Saturday at Bayfront Park, bonfires, films, all that, celebrating Pride in the Twin Ports with the community and the arts, August 31st through September 2nd. Of course, there are still indoor art events, just like it's winter, with openings and exhibits all summer long, like the show up at the Tweed Museum of Art here at UMD, sharing the work of Minnesota Native American artists in Reflections of Time and Place up through August 26th. Links to all the events and information at our website at KUMD.org under Arts. Enjoy the arts this summer. Take some time, get outside. It's what makes this community so rich. Your support and participation keeps the arts alive for everyone. Radio Gallery keeps you in the loop of what's new, what's happening. We also bring you local artists and their ideas. That wraps up my summer roundup here on Radio Gallery. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Friedstrom and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. And support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior. To listen to this episode again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.